Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Recently, we got a question from a listener who has heard about hydro panels, a technology that pulls clean water out of thin air. Frank wants to know, how do they work, and are there any downsides to using them? We had Isha Tucker and Emma Mejia from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hello. What's that sound?
That's a hydro panel.
So what are these devices that pull water out of the air?
To answer this question, we talked to Alex Mayer.
I'm Alex Mayer. I'm a professor of civil engineering in the University of Texas at El Paso.
He says a hydro panel
sucks moisture out of the air and turns it into liquid so that you can drink it.
Sort of like a dehumidifier combined with a water purifier?
Like that, but it's connected to a solar panel, so it runs on renewable electricity.
But it's hard to know exactly how these machines work. That's because the only information we could find about hydro panels was from Source, the company that makes them, and they don't share all of the details.
Noted. So based on what you could find, how much water can these hydro panels suck out of the air?
Currently, each hydro panel is about 4 by 7 feet and can produce up to 1.5 gallons of clean drinking water each day.
Can people rely on that every day, even during really hot weather?
Well, the company says that hydro panels work on dry days or humid days. In fact, they say hydro panels can even produce water in the Sonoran Desert, where the air is so dry that dehumidifiers don't work.
But it would definitely take more energy to get water out of dry air.
And because they run on solar power, on cloudy days or at night, they wouldn't work as well or at all unless they also have a battery.
When the hydro panels suck water out of the air on dry days, is any moisture left in the atmosphere?
Well, there's a lot of water in the air. The company that sells hydro panels says it would take at least 70,000 hydro panels per person on Earth to change the humidity of the air itself.
Whoa, so we don't have to worry about that. How much does a hydro panel cost?
Each hydro panel goes for $3,000.
That sounds like a lot of money for 1.5 gallons of water.
For now, that's definitely true. Alex was skeptical of hydro panels at first, but then he considered what it takes to hook people up to permanent sources of water, like water lines.
The expense of building a formal water system is very, very expensive. Expensive enough that it's difficult to get loans.
So in some cases, hydro panels could help isolated communities access just enough water to drink. As Alex says,
it's a freedom, you know, to not worry about where her next drinking water is going to come from, or its safety.
But the price would have to come down a lot before that happens.
In the meantime, think of these as a cool idea for getting water.
Got it. Thanks, Isha and Emma. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to askpossibly.org or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.